visiting has not gone, for the most part, well for the Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans. Let's take a dip together inside the bathtub time machine. The Eagles, and often the Saints, but not always the Saints, the Eagles in the Louisiana Superdome. All right.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday.
Let's hope Sunday night we're taking a celebration bath for a victory. But far too often, ladies and gentlemen, when the Eagles are played down there.
You take celebration baths?
I got to go read a book and take a bath.
No.
You
take loss
I do, sometimes.
More often than celebration baths?
Cold weather and all that, I do. All right. So I've had a lot of baths to take when the Eagles don't play well. Now I'm too young to remember 1980. But, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say it. There have been some good, but there's been a lot of bad. Let's get into it here. Because the Eagles in New Orleans, I mean, one of the worst losses in the history of the franchise happened not against the Saints, but against the Raiders. Super Bowl 15. The Eagles lost a Super Bowl in this freaking venue. And I don't think we need to, go through the whole thing.
Yeah, not dwell on it. Yeah.
Okay, but let's just say it wasn't close. 27-10.
They're a little tight.
That has always been the word. So, all right. So, Eagles, obviously, that's the most notable thing down there. But they've also lost in recent years a lot of playoff games down there. How about 06? Now, this was, of course, after Katrina, which is a whole nother reality. I don't watch a game in the Superdome without thinking of Katrina and what a sad, awful situation it was as thousands piled in there that were displaced, obviously, during the storm. 2006, the Eagles lost. No, Garcia did his thing, but Drew Brees did his thing, just a little bit more. And Andy Reid punted the ball at 4th and 15 instead of going for it after that penalty when the Eagles converted on 4th and 10. Punted, Eagles never got the ball back. With that said, we did have one phenomenal moment to celebrate that day.
Reggie Bush lines up as the tailback. Brees swings it out to Bush, and the ball is knocked away, and an incomplete pass, and a crunching hit put on by Sheldon Brown, and Bush takes a while to get up.
And I got to say this, not the finest call by Dick Stockton. I'm a big Dick Stockton fan, great announcer.
Oh, you're the one.
Great announcer, but Sheldon freaking rocked Reggie Bush, but we didn't get that.
We need Gus Johnson on that call.
I mean, really, James, that call was undercalled there by Dick Stockton.
Big time!
I mean, because that was an all-time hit.
It was one of the greatest hits I've ever seen.
It was. Eagles lost the game, as they frequently do down there, as they did in 2018 in the postseason. By the way, look, this had another incredibly memorable moment, and this one on the totally opposite side of the ledger. Alshon, let's go.
Oh. Takes the snap again. He steps up. He lets it fly. And it is intercepted. It is intercepted. It is picked off. And going back with the football to the 34-yard line, the Saints have it. It is Marshawn Lattimore. Oh. And that may be the game.
That was
it. The ball goes right through the hands of Alshon Jeffrey and into the hands of Marshawn Lattimore.
That was the moment you knew defending champs. It would be no more. That was a crusher as the Eagles lost to the Saints. But I'll tell you this. They don't always lose down there. They often do. But there have been memorable games, including one in particular, on the good side of the ledger. Because I got to tell you, in the early 1990s, the Eagles played a game down there that we as a team, as a fan base, that is, really needed. Eagles hadn't made the playoffs they made the playoffs but kept losing with Buddy. Hadn't won a playoff game since Vermeil. Been a decade. Been over a decade, actually. And in 1992, the Eagles, as they were trying to bring it home for Jerome, of course, and still had Randall and Reggie and, most of the crew from that group, right? A wild card game in New Orleans that was flat out wild. Now, the Eagles were down early, and they were down big. They were down 20-10 at the half, but it certainly wasn't Fred Barnett's fault, because in the first half, he put up a TD.
Walker is the deep back. Sherman in front of him. They didn't have the play. Couldn't hear it because of the noise, so they checked with Cunningham. He's going for a bunch. Fred Barnett. Touchdown. That'll quiet him down from 57 yards away.
Well, it quieted them down for a bit, but the problem was the Eagles didn't play a good first half. So at halftime, they're down big. By the way, fourth quarter, they're still down big. The Eagles enter the fourth quarter down 10, 20-10. And then one of the most furious and incredible rallies the Eagles have ever put together in a big spot. It starts with Fred Barnett, second TD that day.
Cunningham going deep. Touchdown. Fred Barnett, a diving catch, spectacular catch. From 35 yards away. They had him covered. And he's the type of guy that can do that. I've always said Fred Barnett is one of the best deep pass receivers in football. He can do it against man. He can do it against zone. He can do it against double coverage. Here it is again. They had double coverage. They have two guys on him. Fred Barnett goes up and catches the ball.
Love it. And, of course, you guys know Fred Barnett, John, my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
As he says, he said last year on WIP, I am his best friend. And that's
a
point of pride.
Going way back.
Was he serious?
Where
about
were
that?
You when he was catching that touchdown?
I was in my mom's bedroom at a family party watching that game.
Wow.
The hardcore fans migrated away from the masses. There was about 7 or 8 of us. We're like, everyone else, leave us alone. We are going upstairs, and it is like it is on. Because look, the Eagles are down. Freddie B with the touchdown. Heath Sherman with the touchdown. How about Reggie White getting in on the action?
It's 3rd and 23 here now. That's why Reggie White is an impact player, and that goes all the way back to the first play in the fourth quarter. Luke Saber in the end zone. That could be a safety.
Oh, yeah.
That is a safety. Reggie White.
That was a huge moment. And by the way, this was an incredible turnaround because then a Roger Ruzek field goal, then one more to totally cap it off.
Here's Saber back to throw. Off by Eric Allen. And get ready for Dallas. The Eagles, 35-29.
That was an interception return for a touchdown. And by the way, a 26-0 fourth quarter by the Eagles to salvage that game.
I was distraught at the beginning of that
quarter.
Oh, I remember.
Was,
it was
right?
Bad. It was real bad.
Unbelievable. But look, an incredible comeback. Yeah. Really, one of the greats the Eagles have ever had. 26-0.
Third and 23, the Reggie sack. Could the Eagles defense try to get them in a long count so they could actually get
Here's the problem. Reggie White, Bryce Huff.
And a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, a little bit of a difference. And that, ladies and gentlemen, as they rekindle. Oh, it's kind of a rivalry, but often a house of horrors. They rekindle it this week. And the Eagles and the Saints. And that was a trip inside the bathtub time machine for this Friday morning. Thank you very much.
There is no one. Thank you, Joe. There is no one who is less like Reggie White as a pass rusher than Bryce Huff. Think about that. Think about what Reggie was greatest at.
It was everything.
He could manhandle you physically. He would just toss you aside.
Yeah.
Bryce Huff feels like he is so overwhelmed physically every snap against the run.
Look, this is an important game because if he doesn't show at game three, then we really got a major issue. By the way, we don't have a major issue on the phone lines. My best friend's on the phone. Fred Barnett. Good morning, Freddie.
Yo.
Is this Arkansas, Fred?
WIP. What's up, guys?
WIP. How are you, Fred?
Good, Joe. I miss you, man.
Thank you.
Do you really, Fred?
I miss my buddy. No, I don't. Joe calls me every day, so I don't miss him.
Fred, I got to tell you, I've kind of done you dirty the last year because I think it was tongue in cheek, reference me as your best friend. I repeat that with frequency on WIP, and I guess by that way, I besmirch your name. It's not intentional, but that's a point of pride for me. You know, we're boys.
I understand.
I apologize for what that must feel like.
Hey, Fred, let's talk about, hey, do we have a team this year, man? Like, we thought we did, and now it's kind of concerning out of the gate. What do you make so far of this squad?
You know, interestingly, first of all, it's early, and everybody should know that. You know, you take note that it's early. You know, we make a few mistakes here and there. You know, when I look at, sometimes I look at games like, as if they're plays within the game. You know, you screw up one play, you got the whole game to finish. Mm-hmm. You know, you screw up one game, you got the season to finish. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm hoping, of course, that we get on track. It seems that defensively, you know, we're not quite, you know, finishing plays here or there.
No.
Offensively, it's so interesting to watch as an ex-player, and even probably for some of the fans. From an offensive standpoint, it's like you see what they should do, and you think it's coming. And it's like, okay, why did they do that?
Why
just run the ball? You know, it's kind of confusing. But hopefully, they get on track.
Fred, as a receiver, Dallas Goedert is just so supremely talented. Why is it that they can't seem to get going, Jalen and Goddard?
You know, it's it depends on what the play selection is. It depends on what the game plan is in terms of the plays. You go in with a strategic plan offensively against a defense, and then you start to say, okay, here's the guy we're going to feature. We maybe feature Saquon, Goddard,
I'm ready to feature Dallas
guys. I agree, man, especially with no AJ, Fred. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you're out of a game, but Keith Jackson's in there. Get the ball to Keith Jackson a lot. I mean, come on.
Exactly. It'll be great to see the game plan. Of course, we'll never see it.
Sure.
But the game plan of who's involved more, and based on who's involved more, lets you know the mindset of which our offensive coordinator has, our team has against their defense. Like, what was the game plan against their defense? And it seems like, wow, you know, it's I don't know.
Fred, are you getting concerned on Jalen? I mean, I've been concerned for some time. Where people are now, are you getting increasingly concerned about him this year and his future with the Birds?
You know, right now, no. I think this season would be a telltale season. I, as a fan now, you know, who when I played, I showed a lot of emotion. My teammates showed a lot of emotion. And I think sometimes you get kind of pigeonholed in the way you play and what you're kind of looking for. And you see him after a game, after a win, even and especially after a loss. There's like no level of, you know, emotion there. And it's just a different time, man. When they lost this game, I'm watching the players interact with each other. And I'm saying to myself, there's no way we would be just laughing we'd shake hands, but we'd be pissed off. We'd be pissed off about a game that we're supposed to win.
And even if you weren't, Seth Joyner would not permit you to smile after the game.
You know, we just had a different mentality back then, and I think, you know, when I listen to guys like Seth and listen to guys like, you know, guys that I played with, you know, they're so kind of disgruntled about the team because it's like it's not that same mindset.
Yeah.
You know, although we didn't go to the Super Bowl, but at the same time too, you know, we had some power in the league back then that we had to contend with.
Yeah, the division was unbelievable with Washington, eventually Dallas, and obviously the Giants. It was incredible. Hey, Fred, thanks for hopping on the program. Thanks for the victory in 92. You know, for those that don't know, if you're not old enough to know, Fred. The Eagles only won two playoff games in the 90s. Arkansas Fred, two touchdowns in both playoff games. 92 against the Saints, 95 against the Lions, which was incredible as well. Fred, thanks for hopping on the show, man. Stay well. I'll see you soon.
Pleasure.
All right, buddy. There he is.
I didn't realize that, Joe. That's a good nugget.
Yeah, I don't know how many did it. Alshon did it in one game versus...
Yeah, in the championship game against the Vikings.
He might be the only one. I mean, did Ertz ever have two touchdowns twice?
No.
I don't think so.
That's really rare.
Yeah, he might be the only one.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool distinction. Maybe Deshaun.
No, because he didn't have
good
playoffs.
Ertz had two against Ertz had two in the loss to the Cardinals in 08. So then the question is, did Ertz have two in another game? I don't know.